The Cedar Bluff FFA chapter of Alabama completes exemplary service projects each year. I caught up with two of their members, Harley Miller and Caitlin Hemley, to learn about how they have served their community through FFA in the past year. Today, I'm joined at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo with Ms. Harley Miller, who is not only a member of the Cedar Bluff FFA chapter, but also the secretary for Alabama's North District. Harley, can you tell me a little bit about your Sleep in Heavenly Peace community service project and what it meant to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in March of 2022, when I was elected as a district officer, I started generating ideas about how to get the district involved in community service and service learning. And that following September, I actually met with an ag teacher who is very involved in the Sleep in Heavenly Peace project. And she brought up the idea of maybe involving multiple schools. And at first it was just going to be a super small thing, just a little get together. But we actually worked on it over the course of an entire year. And just recently, we were able to host 80 volunteers at our local church, and we built over 45 beds for families in need.
What does it mean to have that kind of impact in the community?
It's awesome. I never thought it would be at that scale. When we first came up with the idea, I thought it was going to be a super small project, but then there were officials involved and the town got involved, so it was amazing to see it all come together.
How have you seen members, not only in your chapter, but in your district, grow through this project and learn about service?
It was definitely interesting because at first, not a lot of members knew what we were doing. And so when we started putting the idea out there, everyone was kind of stagnant for a minute. No one really knew what to do. But then we started explaining and simplifying everything, and everyone was so excited to be involved. So we got a lot of people to come, not only from the North District, but we got a couple of kids from Talladega County to come up too. And so it was just an entire group of kids getting together to do something that wasn't just for themselves.
Not only is Caitlin Helmy vice president of the Cedar Bluff FFA chapter in the great state of Alabama, she also takes an active role in her FFA's service projects, including the Early Bird Project. Caitlin, can you tell me a little bit about what the Early Bird Project is?
Of course. The Early Bird Project is a great community service project that we've been working on, and we're kind of collaborating with the Cherokee County Nurse and Rehabilitation Center in Central Alabama, where we have applied for a Living to Serve grant to get materials to build bird feeders for the residents of the Nurse and Rehabilitation Center. So what we kind of plan to do is we're going to use that grant and we're going to build as many bird feeders as possible with a goal of 100. Because there are about 100 residents of that center. And not only do we plan to build these bird feeders, but we're going to maintain them throughout the years. And one of the activities that we actually have planned is we are going to go into the nursing home at some point, and we're going to play bird bingo with the residents to kind of engage them with us and in our project.
What has this project taught you about the importance of engaging with older generations in your community?
It's really taught me the importance of just engaging with them, you know, including them in things, because they are the older generation. They are the ones who set before us what we have today. So it's really important that we don't forget about them because they are still amazing, wonderful human beings.
How have you seen the members in your chapter, you know, grow in how they value service?
So one of the long-term goals that we have for this is to give back to the community, to give them something to do. But the way that it has impacted our chapter, it's been so great. You know, we're teaching them that to live fruitfully is to serve, and we're teaching them to really look after the ones that have looked after them.
These stories are just two of thousands of impactful projects being completed by FFA members across the country and beyond. With National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.